This is the sworn statement of Chris Budenbender. Today's date is the 6th of November, 2008. The time is about 10 minutes after 9 in the evening. The statement is being taken at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Sacramento. Mr. Budenbender, would you acknowledge for the tape that you're aware that I'm tape recording this statement?
I am aware that you are recording our statement.
And you're aware that this is a sworn statement and that when we get to the end of it, I'm going to be asking you to swear or affirm that the statements you've made are true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Okay. I have introduced myself to Mr. Budenbender as Bill Branscom, a private investigator employed by the law firm of Robert Bernhoft. The law firm of Robert Bernhoft having an interest in an individual he knows as Troy Stratus. Mr. Budenbender, when did you first meet Troy Stratus?
September 2006.
Did there come a time when you went to work for him?
There was, to become an employee in November 1st, 2006 was the start date.
And in what capacity did you work? What did you do?
My job was a property manager.
Did you take care of cars?
I did.
How many cars did he have?
An F-150, Porsche, BMW, Aston Martin, Lamborghini, Rolls Royce, Phantom. And then a box van also came later.
Do you have some kind of Mercedes SUV?
Oh, right, a G500 Mercedes Black.
Did he have, I've heard something about some kind of high-performance Mustang?
That did come later. I believe that was in December with a beautiful mural on the painting.
Custom paint job?
Oh, yeah. Came from Florida.
Do you know how much he paid for that?
The Mustang, I don't... Maybe about $60,000.
Okay. And when you worked for him, you worked for him here in California?
Yes, in Granite Bay.
Okay. And that lasted through to what period of time?
I believe from November to mid-February he left, and then it eventually dissolved April, May, when it finally dissolved and everybody...
When you say it dissolved, you're talking about the business?
The business, yeah, in Granite Bay.
What was the name of the business?
Next Level Media.
And what business was Next Level Media in?
Audio recording and future motion picture. Scripts, I think, writing. He had people writing scripts.
Now, from the best you know, and if you don't know, you don't know, did they actually do anything?
For the picture?
For whatever.
Oh, for some recording, music, with Nicole Murphy, and and recording with a music writer, Lorenzo, and I did meet a gentleman, Papa Lambdafall, who was supposedly, we heard of his writing some parts for a movie about Egyptian something.
Now, you say they spent some time in a recording studio, they made some recordings, but Do you know whether or not they ever actually produced anything that was marketable, made money? That
No. Nothing that came into record stores or that you heard on the radio or saw anywhere.
Was this, would you characterize Next Level Media as actually being a business, or was it a front?
A front?
A front, or was it more of a front or a business? Do you know what I mean by a front?
Yeah, like pretend.
Yeah.
It seemed to be, to myself, it seemed like something that was happening, but never saw anything come to fruition.
As you sit here today, do you believe it was, that he was a legitimate businessman, or not?
I would say not.
Do you think he's an honest man?
No, not at all.
Okay. Now, there was an issue related to documents, and documents that were subpoenaed, and what was turned over and what was not turned over. Do you know anything about that?
I was not at the property the day that the FBI was surveillance, watching the house and watching people come and go. You know, supposedly they knew who Sherry was, and when they came to the door, and I was not there that day that they came and asked for documents or to seize documents.
Do you know anything about what documents were ultimately turned over versus what documents existed at the time?
I don't.
This would be, no. Okay.
It just seemed like they were freezing everything and didn't want anything to leave the house financially or business-wise. What seemed
to
be
the
FBI.
The FBI. Did they? Did they actually do anything to prevent documents from leaving the house? I mean, did they station guards or anything?
No.
It was just their intention that what was at the house be turned over to them?
Nothing seemed to be turned over. I know they came to, or ordered for photocopies to be made.
And who ordered the photocopies?
I believe the FBI did. And,
the FBI,
you know, and had somebody, I believe, of their people come and photocopy on site.
Okay. I may have asked you, I can't remember. What, if anything, did Troy Stratus tell you about his personal finances, his personal net worth kind of thing?
He said that he was worth close to $1 billion due to investments early in his beginnings from working with other filmmakers. He said that he was paid well. He used that money to invest in the internet. From the internet, took that money and rolled that into oil and what in the foreign countries, and had money there in oil and in Swiss accounts. Just maturing, and he was worth a lot of money.
Do you believe that's true?
Now, no.
Now, when the business kind of fizzled out and went away, what do you remember about that?
I remember that he left, had his stuff shipped out to Florida, and monies that were owed here still kept being procrastinated week after week of due to wire transfers and bankers making mistakes and people weren't getting paid, and week after week of just procrastinating paying people, and we heard less and less from him, you know, over about a 2-month period, that people weren't getting paid and people were being left hanging, that they had to move on from working at the house to making real money. move on with their lives instead of waiting around for money that wasn't coming.
Did he make a lot of promises he didn't keep?
Many. Houses, cars, you know, trips.
Alright, is there anything that I have not asked you about that you think I should have asked you about, or anything that you otherwise want to talk about that we've not had a chance to address?
Just the appearance of being in business and being in music and starting the Collection X, Nicole's jewelry line. You know, I had remember on one occasion that he went to Las Vegas and came back, and I saw, you know, he showed me jewelry that he said he had purchased for Nicole, which sounds like he had Nicole's jewelry, but to me it made it sound like, hey, I got her this necklace and I got her this ring, and you know, it was a rare pink diamond and it was the size of a quarter, you know, it was a very big jewel, but these were jewels that he said he was buying for her, which sounds like later was her, in fact, her jewelry, and sounds like she never got it back.
From what you know now, do you think he stole her jewelry?
It sounds like it was given to him, and dishonestly, it was never returned and was used for other reasons or ways to. But I never knew what happened to it. I just thought it was jewelry for her. I didn't know how he. From what I understood, that it was given to him to be appraised in Las Vegas.
And that's what you understood later?
Right.
At the time, he represented to you that he had got it for.
Correct. And then understanding later, he was given jewelry to be appraised, and because and I forget how Sherry initially either received the jewelry or was to. I don't remember how Sherry was involved with getting the jewelry, or I remember at a time we were concerned if there needed to be somebody to escort him with the jewelry because it was going to be a lot of jewels that needed to, couldn't, priceless stuff that you didn't want to have stolen, or, you know, that they wanted a bodyguard by somebody the whole time.
And by Sherry, you mean?
Sherry Farley.
And her position was?
The account, in charge of accounting and
bookkeeping. But you don't know what happened to the jewel?
No.
All right. Anybody offer you anything, threaten you with anything to get you to make this statement?
No.
You feel intimidated at all?
Not at all.
Okay. You know what perjury is?
Lying.
Under oath.
Under oath.
So you understand that when you make a sworn statement, you have an obligation to tell the truth?
Sure.
So based on that understanding, would you swear or affirm that the statements you've made here as commemorated on this tape are true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
They are.
Well, I do thank you very much. That will conclude the statement of Chris Bootenbender. The time is now approximately 9:25 in the evening. Thank you very much.